is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Sorry. I started when I was still chewing.
What do you got? Something good? More cookies from yesterday?
No, no.
What is it, brah?
I'm getting to it.
It looks...
It is a pumpkin something, like a donut
bread.
Hole or something like
donut
that.
Hole?
Yeah,
nice.
Something like that.
Homemade?
No. They had it in there. As I sat down, Kelly is on the... he's at the home office. He's on the video screen. Kelly will be back in studio with us tomorrow. Looking forward to it, Kelly.
Yeah.
As I was looking at Kelly, he's leaning back in his chair about as far as it could go. Almost to the point of tipping over, it looks like, from my angle.
No.
And you were intently typing on your phone. And anytime I see you do that, I think that you're wagering on something. You're communicating with a bookie.
Just on Boston.com and CNN and ESPN, just reading some different articles.
News or sports?
Both.
Okay, yeah.
I will tell Laura, I've successfully done my pigskin picks for week one.
Thank you.
Locked and loaded.
You can play with us on morningbuzz.com.
Forgot my password and everything, but I'm in now.
Good. I'm happy about that. Question for you. Are you paying for Boston.com?
No. Boston Globe you'd have to pay for, which I'm going to do because I want to see newspapers survive. You don't have to pay for Boston.com.
You don't.
Oh, or
I use Boston.com all the time.
I thought it was the Boston Globe one where it tells me I'm only allowed
to
look at...
Yeah, I hate that. There's nothing worse than when people post a link to the Wall Street Journal. And then a really interesting looking article, and you click on it, it won't even show you the story. Boston Herald, too.
I pay for...
I've been saying I'm going to pay for the Boston Globe. I don't think it's that much, and you know, you get 6 months off or whatever. But I want newspapers to survive. I love the Boston Globe, and I think I should do it.
I pay for the Union Leader and Seacoast online.
It's a double-edged sword because I want to be able to read them, and I know they need money to survive. I just... There's so many free news sites out there. I don't want to pay for one. Mm-hmm. And I feel...
But our local ones, it's so hard.
I know. There were layoffs yesterday at one of the major, if not the only... somewhat major newspaper left. They had big layoffs there yesterday. Yeah. You know, they're shrinking. It's unbelievable.
But I always, like, just because of our job, and I feel like I should know what's going on, at least in our towns,
I go to Seacoast
Online. You're only allowed three articles, and Union Leader, same thing. So I pay for both of those just so I can...
And I also believe that they should scratch our back and we should scratch ours. Like, here's free, talk about it, and we could do the same.
Well, they would do that. That would be smart. Yeah. I tell you, I don't watch the national news, and I certainly don't watch any of the news channels. You know, I don't watch any of the news channels because you just don't... Everything's got an angle to it. Jesus, just tell me the story. Give me the facts. Let me figure it out. Yeah. Don't bring on two freaking talking heads to bitch about each side and then call each other names. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Christ, I had a buddy of mine last night that was... He started texting me and he wanted to fight. He wanted to, like, aggravate, you know, like, about politics. And I'm like, I don't want to do that with anybody.
I enjoy when people do that.
I don't.
You don't bite.
Yeah. I'm like,
and
I'm
you
not.
Do, you just don't bite. And then you can tell after a while they're bored because you're just going, yeah, I'm not getting into it with you. I could care less.
I'm a middle guy. All right. I'm a middle guy. I get things
he
like
likes the belly button down.
Yeah. I get things on both sides of the fence. But nobody's interested in that. It's the people way out on the right, way out on the left, and it's all they want to do is pick fights. Go fuck yourself. I'm sorry. I don't want to be a part of it. I got an attitude today.
Yeah.
But
9 o'clock hour, you're all over me.
No, I was kidding, though. I'm not mad. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm not in a bad mood. I haven't been in a bad mood all day.
Okay? I'm okay.
Don't say that.
No, you did, but you were calling me names.
I didn't call you a name. I called you Dolores Umbridge.
And you called me Hermione.
Okay, but come on. I've said that a million times.
Only two names.
I've said...
Oh, I didn't call you... only two.
How many times have I called you
Hermione? It was like wham, wham, wham. And then you did something in between that you were implying that I was...
You don't eat pancakes because... it has the word cakes in it.
No, you brought up, I don't eat pancakes. And I said, nobody thinks that you do. That's which, not unfair.
Which is funny.
That's not unfair.
But he'd already punched you once.
These guys
then
said.
Then did that one and then did another punch.
I saw it up. I hope she didn't get kidnapped. And then Kelly said, well, they'd bring her back right away because she talks too much.
Yeah, I meant that
in a complimentary way.
Okay, all right.
I also am with Kelly that, like, if they do, I know they're going to realize what a great person she is.
I mean,
right.
Bring her back. And
we miss her.
I'm taking hits all the time, you know? It is what it is. But I'm not in a bad mood. Just because I tell the truth every once in a while, I'll let it rip.
Well, I tell the truth
a lot. You do.
Doesn't mean, and I'm usually
Laura's going to tell it to you straight. I appreciate that about her. And sometimes it's kind of like, whoa. But she tells it to you straight. That's the great thing about Laura. You're going to know, and me too, I hope, that you're going to know where you stand with me. I'm just, you know what I mean? I love you. Like, if I love you, I love you. If I don't like you, I'm good. I'm not going to chase it and be mean about it. I'm just going to go around somebody, right? I don't
put his blinker on.
I don't actively be mean.
Yeah, right.
Or,
I never want to be
delve
mean.
In that. I just, if you know there's someone you don't like, I'm just going to go over here if they're over there. That's the best way to do it for me. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Put his blinker on.
I want to. Mm-hmm. I always want to be nice, and even though people think I come across a little harsh when I'm telling the truth, I still want to be nice.
You don't have a mean bone in your body.
I have a problem with not filtering out how I should just go around the not telling the truth or just avoiding that. But imagine living with that. If I tell the truth to everybody else, imagine the truth that I'm telling to myself.
Yeah,
it's rough.
I know that.
It's rough. I'm hard on myself.
Some people go, I tell it like it is, but do you want the same done in return? I'm not saying you don't.
I'm not using you as an example.
I'm using, like, I know I have people in my life that will tell it, and then if you do it back to them, they're like, oh. But you're like, wait a minute. It's not fair for you to be, I need to get this off to my chest. My name's so-and-so, and I'm nothing but brutally honest to people. Well,
Here you go. You give them a little bit of their own medicine. Yeah. You know, in this job, people say things online. They send you stuff. And then when you go back at them, they're like, they're incredulous. How could you say that to me? I'm like, look at what you wrote to me. Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of times I don't respond to that stuff because it's just wasted energy.
It's once in a blue moon for me.
But I won't be outwardly mean or go after someone. I will just avoid it. I don't want confrontation. I won't. I won't back down from it. If it's bad, I won't back down from it. But
yeah, I just don't like the drama. Oh, just
Kelly. I had lunch with Steve Cantera. Right, we used to work together. Steve Cantera.
Yeah,
Steve Cantera. A long time ago.
I had the vid, so couldn't go.
And he was asking. He's like, so he said, how have you changed in all these years? And I'm like, oh, I don't yell anymore. I mean, I don't really yell anymore.
What did he say?
He said, you don't.
Was he like, what?
I'm like, I was stupid. Mm. I mean, I was stupid at 25. You think you know everything and you don't, you know? I mean, I think everybody is like that in some way or another. And, you know, if I could go back and change something in my life, it would be the way I behaved at work in my 20s, you know? And I was a little harsh sometimes when I didn't need to be. I was nice, but if things didn't go the way they were supposed to go, the way they were meant to be, you know, and the rules I was taught, then yeah. I was probably a little harder than I needed to be.
I don't remember it being too bad.
Yeah, I wasn't outwardly mean, but Scotty brings up something once where I gave him shit when we were going to start the show, and he was running the board, and I said, hey, get us in at 6 o'clock, not 6:01 or 6:02 or 5:59.
Hey, Scott, you go to school Dover?
Yeah. I did not say that.
Yeah, and I go, and he goes,
just stick to the truth. It's bad enough.
I am. Yes. Did they taught you math in school, right? Yeah, why? And he goes, the show starts at 6, not 5:57, not 6:03. 6.
So Scotty was doing the overnights?
There would be like your holiday weekends where the said DJ or I was on vacation and everything, and they'd say, hey, you know, absolutely. That's how I'm going to learn. I'm going to do this and do that. And it's funny. All night, everything is perfectly fine. But then as like it gets to be 5 o'clock, you have to be a little bit more aware of, okay, how are we doing time-wise? How are things going? 5:30, okay, we got this stop set. We got this. How are we doing time-wise? And you'd have to, you know, just time it out just right. And Greg was right. He is being right about it. But man, when you walked out of there, if it was 6:02, you failed. If it was 5:59:01, you failed. And obviously, Dover had a horrible math program.
They didn't teach you time.
I think that's a slight exaggeration, but he's right. And it was wrong. I would give anything to go back and take that.
I look at it now, and more than anything, is passion. You have passion for the job. And back then, certain people showed passion by getting angry, by, you know, maybe
still wrong.
Maybe just trying to, you know, get it waked up.
I didn't know.
You know.
I didn't know. I wasn't mature enough.
And some of it was right. You know, when it's directed at you and you kind of go, oh, you know, and then you walk out and you go, wow, I did pay attention to math. I'll start paying, maybe next time I do it, I'll start paying attention harder at 4:30 instead of 5 o'clock.
100% on me. And I lack the maturity to know that the way I was taught, and that's how I was taught, life or death, was bullshit. It's radio. It doesn't really matter that much. And it was silly. I wish I could go back and change it. And I've apologized to you for that.
Oh, absolutely.
I still feel bad about it.
It's not all you because, yeah. There were dumb mistakes made that, you know, yeah. I could have been more aware of it and stuff like that. But that is will always be one of my favorites.
Started 20 years ago.
And slow.
Yeah,
He came in very, and it's funny because the version that you got of Greg was way more rounded off edges, and then like the addition that Kayla got.
Okay, this is what I remember from 20 years ago. Well, there was a lot of, if you got mad at something, and it was usually yourself if you missed something, you did
a piece of equipment or something like that. Yeah.
You would throw, there was a cup and it had scissors in it, and it was the scariest, like, that cup and those scissors.
I never threw it toward anybody. I just threw it to get out of my way.
But yeah, everything splatters from the cup, so that was scary.
Mm-hmm.
And what sucked, and I always felt bad for everybody else. Obviously, we got up early. If something was wrong and Greg called you at 4:30 in the morning or 4:45 or 5:30 and you didn't pick up your phone, he would get so mad. And I kept thinking to myself, these are people that are not on our hours. And you would pick up your goddamn, you have a phone, pick it up. And I used to go, I always got to pick up for Greg. I always got to pick up for Greg. And it sucks because I'm like, these people probably don't go to bed till 10 at night, sleep till 6, 7 in the morning. But if they didn't pick up the phone, you would get so frustrated. You're like, what? And this is when cell phones kind of first just came out.
Guilty as charged.
You hated that they didn't. And I'm like thinking, oh.
To be on the other side of the coin, it was if it impacted what we were doing and it prevented us from doing what we were doing and they were partly responsible, then they had to know. And if it was a program director, you know, I needed help and there was nobody there.
But it wasn't. Yeah, like the web guy.
Yeah.
He used to get
stuff like that. Yeah, and so.
But you're right.
To his
passion,
he's doing a show, and if you're the sales lady, and this is your client, and you don't give him all the stuff, you're making him look like an ass.
I still.
And you know what? He wasn't a big fan of looking. So as long as you came to the table with all your I's dotted and T's crossed, then okay. And if he saw you in there swinging. Okay, but I used to find it funny. Like, can you believe they didn't answer? And you're like, I wouldn't answer my phone at 5:10.
Oh, no.
I'll be honest with you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, if I didn't have this job, I'd totally be sleeping.
But, you know, and again, I take all of the blame and 100% responsibility for it, and I regret it. I feel sorry for it to this day. On the other side of the coin, we're the point. We're the tip of the spear, and we're the ones that look bad when things go wrong, even though we didn't do it. We're the ones because we're the face, right? I mean, agreed. How many times have we seen things happen and people get mad at us when, like, it's not us?
Right. Yep.
And so you try to minimize that and you got to hold people accountable. And maybe part of that being tough like that is maybe part of the reason why we're still here.
Yeah.
Because we try to work at a level that's different.
But
I don't know.
Also, there was a time there in radio where there's some big personalities. And I said that earlier, that there were DJs, there were people who...
Egos.
That you don't look at me.
Huge egos. You know, crazy stuff.
We've been to radio conferences where they would like look at the girl and go, hey, Laura, can you go get me a Coke?
How about this?
And you'd be like, I can understand it if Laura is going up to get a Coke for herself and you go, oh, hey, could you grab me one? But when a show is sitting down and they're nowhere near the food and they go, hey, Laura, go get me a Coke. And it's like, whoa.
I worked with a guy that was on a remote, Laura. And they went to say something to him. This is all behind the scenes stuff. I hope some people may find this interesting. And he was like, I'm not getting out of the fucking van. What do I want to meet anybody for? And I looked at the guy. I'm like, are you kidding me? But there were people like that. It was weird.
That would shock me.
I know.
Hanging out with you guys is fun, but I love going places to meet people because I get to talk to.
Radio is populated with people who aren't good with people.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Scotty's come a long way.
Yeah.
Like a long way.
But that's what I enjoy about the job is when I get to go spend 2 hours with people that,
Kelly,
yeah, let's talk.
You're good with people. You can hang with anybody.
Yeah, it was most, but I'm shy. The restaurant got me to be better with people, meeting people.
Well,
you know,
because
you had to.
Yeah.
You know?
I've always thought, like, you're smooth. You're like Cool McCool. You're like, that's who you are, Joe Cool. That's who you are. And I'm being 100% serious. It's like,
and you learn to be more like Laura and enjoy it.
Yeah, you're chill with everybody. You just make everybody's comfortable around you. That's what I've noticed, and I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. And Laura,
well,
everybody loves Laura. Everybody loves Laura.
Not everybody. You know? There are some Laura haters out there.
Yeah, what do they know? They don't know you. You know, I mean, you got to accept that there are people not going to like all of us.
They should accept my flaws. For all of you haters that send me all these, I know I'm crazy. I know I like to be organized. I know I talk too much. But guess what? That's just me. You should accept my flaws because I'll accept yours.
You know what? You're still baking.
We are all a work in progress. Yes. That's exactly what I was just going to say. This is almost like a therapy session. Yep. It's almost like a little bit of a therapy session. But yeah, I'm just not investing the kind of energy. You know what I mean?
Removed the scissors, so
There's no more cups to throw.
The only thing I do is I might kick the little trash can down here filled with papers, but that's usually when I'm mad at myself, you know? But that's it. Nothing major.
One of my favorites is we were broadcasting from a golf course, okay, and something wasn't running in the morning. So Greg called. At the time, the assistant engineer, who was like, oh, yeah, that's right, I was supposed to be down there. I'm on my way. Gee, everything's going to be great. He showed up and got out of his car with his coffee and lit a cigarette and came over to the microphone and started working on things and
got up in Greg's face. He's like, so, hey, listen, what you're going to want to do? And
cigarette's hanging out of his mouth.
Greg reaches up, grabs the cigarette, pulls it away from his dry lips because you could hear the sound as they made the kind of a noise. And the cigarette went right to the ground and Greg stomped it out and said, what? That was one of my favorites. Where it was kind of like, it's.
I will say that was a hard, that doing the golf tournament and broadcasting way back when.
That was actually a football broadcast from out front of the radio station on a freezing cold morning. That's what that was.
We were down at one of the golf course on Route 1 in Hampton, and we had a hippie smaller engineer.
I saw that guy yesterday.
I saw him a while ago.
He's a good dude.
And he came over and was smoking, and Greg, it was like, me and Andy just stood back and were like, watch this. This guy just walked into a house with a gas leak, with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
We were dying, and this guy didn't seem to care too much about it.
He was moving at a different speed.
I look like such an asshole when we talk about this
stuff. When you look back on it, it's friggin' hilarious sometimes, because... The dude had overslept,
didn't care.
No,
he was very
nonchalant about it. Hey, what's the big deal? We'll get on the air when we get on the air.
I'm sorry.
He's smoking, and Greg's like,
I don't know. How do we get on this? This was like a little therapy session. I apologize, you know. But a lot of you...
Well, it's because you met with Steve, who used to work with you.
Yeah, he was asking me that. Yeah, a lot of people, when we talk about stuff behind the scenes and the history and stuff like that, I get a lot of response from people like, I dig hearing that stuff. So I hope that you do. Because sometimes it just happens kind of naturally, like the rest of the show. So, all right. Well, anyway, this walk through the history of the Morning Buzz and Greg's temper tantrums.
Hold on, I'll get you guys on the air in just a second. Let me throw a cigarette back in my mouth.
Right. And Kelly, the cigarette, and this is not an exaggeration, Scotty will back me up, the cigarette was probably 6 inches from my face.
Oh, yeah. He got right up close to Greg's face.
Right up in my face.
Because he's got the cigarette in his mouth. So he's like, listen, what are you going to want to do? Give me a test on that microphone. And Greg's like.
And I, there's nothing I hate more than cigarette smoke. And it was like right here, Laura. It was like right there. And it was bouncing. Like I couldn't. And I just took it and I just said, what?
But you could hear it be removed from his dry lips.
Anyway. All right, apologies on the behind-the-scenes stuff. All right, when we switch gears here, be ready, okay? Because she's ready, and she's going to save you money.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget.
It's time.
Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Hey, shoppers, welcome to the market. You know, I hope all of you employees are spending that bonus check that RDT sent us this past week. What a great place. Welcome to the market, shoppers. I'd like you to say hello to Kelly Brown. He's the associate right now working out in the dog food aisle. We keep her down there, shoppers, because to be honest with you, how badly can you fuck up dog food? Really, seriously, shoppers. Whoa. Sorry, did I say that, shoppers? I'm sorry. I was at the Legion last night till about 1. Anyway, quarter beers. Who could miss it? Anyway, down in aisle number 6 is Scott McMullen, kids. He's the only associate we have out on the floor at this moment wearing an anklet that beeps, shoppers. Okay. But we still love him. He's a good kid. I love his parents. Patty Mack, his dad and I played poker for many years before I got married to the mail-in bride. But anyway, shoppers. Oh, down in the dairy aisle, and it's the neatest looking dairy aisle in the United States of America because she's in charge of it, shoppers. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Laura J. Boyce and Cook It on a Budget, shoppers.
Okay, for Greg, we're going to start with you like always. Go to Shaw's because your Jif peanut butter is only 2 for $4.
Like what size? What time we talk? What are we talking?
Regular size.
The big one?
Regular size.
Good, that's the big one. Yeah, okay.
$2 for $4, which is a great deal. Peanut butter, if you notice, prices are go a little up. I had to get my... I'm a Skippy girl.
So, $2 for $4? Yeah. Only $2 a piece?
Yes.
That's a freaking steal.
No, they did it with Skippy a couple weeks ago, and I stocked up.
That's a steal.
It is. Well, the way my kids go through peanut butter...
And mind you, I would eat Skippy. Not a problem.
Yeah, we're a Skippy family. Kelly's Beer Sale of the Week. Jack Abbey's Voodoo Ranger, Zero Gravity, Sierra Nevada, Great North, and Night Shift. Only $14.99 for your 12 packs.
All right.
Roadkill Sweet of the Week, head over to Shaw's. I love Shaw's Bakery. If you haven't tried their Italian bread, wicked good, but their cookies, $2.99 for an 18 count. When you buy 2 bags, you get chocolate chip candy, which is like the M&M's. They can't say M&M's, but candy. Peanut butter, they have the sugar cookies.
Nice.
A great variety for you. 18 count cookies. Yummy. Yeah. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. She can head over to Market Basket. Purdue Air Fryer Ready Chicken for $8.99. They have popcorn chicken, they have the strips, they have the air fryer wings, and the Simply Smart. I will say, I had asked people after telling you about these new air fryer chicken wings from Purdue to try them and let me know. They enjoyed them, so I bought them. Kids absolutely love them. So
nice.
We put them in the air fryer, they make a nice crispy chicken wing. So if you're looking, that's there for you. Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. You have your top round for London broil, $3.99 a pound. Split chicken breast, 99 cents a pound. Cod fillets, $7.99 a pound. Hannaford cooked shrimp, $6.99 a pound. Hatfield dry rub seasoned pork tenderloins or loin fillets, 2 for $10. Your tote apples, 99 cents a pound. Hannaford Maine white potatoes, 2 for $4. Thomas's English muffins, 2 for $5. Tostitos tortilla chips, 2 for $7. 92% lean ground chicken, 2 for $7. Beef short ribs, $6.49 a pound. Family pack marinated sirloin steak tips are still doing that $9.99 a pound. They've been doing it all summer. That is a great deal. And your Bright Farm salad blends, 2 for $5.
Are those the proponic ones?
Yep. Always inside. They say you don't even have to wash it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really? That's what they say. Yeah. They're in like a...
I trust it.
But and...
I do. It says wash. Like, you know, the proponic ones, they don't go in the ground.
They never touch the ground. They're in those great greenhouses. You drive by them in Loudoun on 106.
Yeah, Loudoun. Yeah, absolutely. So, I eat it all the time.
And that stuff, and it lasts, too.
It does.
Like, I had a bag of Caesar salad today.
Yep.
The fridge got to it, got a little frozen and then my lettuce is all wilted. Doesn't happen with this Bright Farm stuff.
Yep.
Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. You have your California Perfect Pear and Grapes, $1.99 a pound. Cara Oranges, $3.49 for the 3-pound bag. California Peaches, $1.69 a pound. Strawberries, $1.99 a pound. Sliced White Mushrooms, $1.29. Beefsteak tomatoes, $1.89 a pound. Your family pack boneless skinless chicken thighs, $2.29 a pound. French rack lamb, and it's you can get it plain or seasoned, only $9.99 a pound. Fresh beef shaved steaks, $4.69 a pound. And your Kirkwood chicken wings, because if you're getting ready for football Sunday and you want to do fresh chicken wings rather than the air fryer ones, it's $11.99 for your 64-ounce bag. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. The For You sale, where you need the app. You have your 80% fresh ground beef or Shady Brook Farms ground turkey, $2.77 a pound. Your Norwegian prime salmon fillets, $7.97 a pound. Your, this, for kids, I'm guessing, cotton candy, gumdrop, and now moondrop grapes.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Nope.
Cannot
$2.97 a pound.
I thought at first it was kind of cool. I had one once, like a little bit, and I'm like, and then it just seems like an abomination to
me. But now that they're changing all, like, it used to be only cotton candy. Gumdrop?
I don't like it.
What's moondrop?
Is this what we have to do so kids eat it?
I got
to
be honest. I'm getting sick of combinations. Like, people selling stuff that's like three and four things mixed in. I don't like it. I don't know. It's weird.
But you like what they do to the apples.
Yeah, crossbreeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not making them taste like candy. Right, you gave me one apple that was like a caramel, and it was nice.
It tastes like candy.
Yeah, it's not like you're standing in a room going fuck.
Yeah, it just
that's weird.
It's autumn harvest. Is that what they are? Autumn something.
Yeah, autumn glory.
Yeah, and it's really good, but it's not like too sweet.
Yeah.
You know? So go ahead.
Anyway. Boneless pork center cut pork chops, $2.47 a pound. Your General Mills cereal, your Nature Valley granola bars, your Yoplait Go-Gurt, $1.87. Your Stouffer's or Lean Cuisine entrees, $1.97. That I didn't update. Sorry. Other deals there at Shaw's. California peaches, plums, or nectarines, $1.99 a pound. Raw shrimp, $6.99 a pound for the 16 to 20 count bag. Oscar Mayer beef franks, plant-based hot dogs, Johnsonville dinner sausage, $2 for $7. Kelly Brown, your Ben & Jerry's or Breyers ice cream or Klondike novelties or gelato, buy two, get two free. Sargento, sliced, shredded, or balanced breaks, $1.99. Ruffles or Sun Chips, Tostitos, Doritos, $2.49, limit three when you buy three. I told you about the cookie sale. Signature Select White Bread or Plain English Muffins, only 99 cents each. Cape Cod Party Size Chips, $4.99. Hellman's Mayonnaise or Squeeze Mayo, $3.99 when you buy two. And Thomas's Swirl Bread there at Shaw's, buy one, get one free. Now we'll head over to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. Shady Brook Farms turkey breast, 99 cents a pound. These come in 6 to 7 pounds, and they are frozen. White potatoes, $2.49. Now your butternut squash, 69 cents a pound. And then you have your Rana-filled pastas, two for $5. And they have quite the variety. They have chicken garlic ravioli, lobster ravioli, butternut squash ravioli, spinach at ricotta, prosciutto cheese tortellini, mushroom ravioli, cheese lovers tortellini, and the Italian sausage tortellini. Boneless chuck pot roast, $4.99 a pound. Pepperidge Farmhouse bread and rolls, two for $6. Thin sliced meats for stir fry. They have the chicken, pork, and the beef, $3.99 a pound. So I suggest doing a stir fry this week at that price. Friendly's ice cream and novelties at two for $7. And your Crystal Geyser spring water, three for $10. Recipes for cooking next week. Loaded cheesy corn bites, if you like corn, because it's still the, you know, corn season as it's coming to an end. These are like little, you put them in the mini muffin tin.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese, corn, and they're just little delicious little balls of muffins. Good. And football season starts this weekend. I'm doing steak wrapped french fries. So on Monday for the football food review, you guys will have steak wrapped french fries.
Hmm. Okay, that sounds interesting.
Nobody's gonna argue. Now listen, that. Now that we're not on the air, and there's no pressure,
I will. I'll make sure I have.
No, you said you weren't going to do it. Don't do it.
But you,
I will make four extra steak fries.
I wasn't putting you on the spot. I wasn't putting you on the spot.
No, it's
don't
fine.
Do
only
it.
When you legit have extra.
Yeah, if you get extra, bring it. If you don't
no,
make extra.
No, I plan.
Extra.
Like what I usually do is, as soon as I'm done cooking it, I quickly will hide four of everything. Four egg rolls, four steak. And, well, because,
what, you live with savages? You got to
yes,
hide them?
Well, if you don't hide them, yeah. Next thing you know. Right. See, I didn't hide. One day, I was got food for Kelly Brown's mom, at a Fisher Cats event. We had leftover food this week.
Oh, my God.
I took it home to bring to work to Kelly for the next day for his mom. Well, I didn't hide it. I just put it in the fridge, wrapped it up in a baggie.
Open season.
So I totally forgot, came to work. I was like, oh, Kelly, I'm going to run home right now and get that food for your mom.
No, that was fine. Jeff was hungry. He maybe had imbibed and needed some food.
Yeah. Next thing, I text Jeff. I go, took a picture. I go, do you know what happened to all the chicken tenders I brought home from the Fisher Cats? He goes, oh, yeah. I had a really good night. I got a little hungry. Visited the fridge.
There you go.
I was like, oh, well, sorry, Kelly's mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oops.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You can see all of that at Laura's page at morningbuzz.com. If you missed any of it, you want to check it out, go do that. And we, my friends, will see you tomorrow.